Good morning. I wanted to give an update on the missionaries that we support in Vishakhapatnam, India. This is the Gadala family. So it's Jacob and Prashanti and their two sons. The older one is Manuel and the younger one is Abil. And they've recently sent us a newsletter. And it has a lot of beautiful pictures on it. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get it onto the PowerPoint. But if you go online and you log in with your member ID and to gbcwinston.org, then you can look at the pictures and the full newsletter. But I'm going to read the newsletter to you right now. So, dear praying friends, greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We live because he lives. Jesus prepared his disciples of his imminent death in John 13-17. Unfortunately, it was Pharisees and the scribes who took his words seriously. It is not our Christian activities, but the Christian walk, which gives us the ability to understand the heart of God. The fact that the Lord revealed himself first to Mary Magdalene shines a ray of hope for every person struggling with sin and guilt. Hope this Easter gives a hope to the dying world of the life beyond the grave, which ultimately counts. As I mentioned in my previous letter, we have started the construction of the branch church 30 miles away from our main church. I thank all the churches and individuals who have and are contributing financially and through their prayers for this project. We completed the foundations, and we are anticipating to complete this project by June. I sincerely thank all the individuals and churches who have stood behind me all through my stay in the U.S. and these 5 years of ministry here in India, trusting me with your resources so that what we are doing today is your investment for eternity. May the Lord bless your investment into our lives and the people we serve here in India. This year, as part of our gospel effort, we have conducted 2 additional Christmas programs for Hindu families in addition to the one at our main church. We had a very good response at both places. Also, we had 3 young people who got baptized during our watch night service and a 75-year-old man, a Hindu, who was in bed for the past 5 years, trusted the Lord and got baptized in our church. And also, as a part of our missions program, we have helped a village pastor to construct and lay the roof and dedicate that church in January. We praise God for allowing our local church to be part of this mission. Please continue to pray for our family and ministry that we may remain faithful to the calling God has called us. Sincerely, Jacob Gadala. Let's say a prayer for the Gadalas. Jesus, we are so thankful for this family and the faithfulness that they have shown in ministry and stepping forward even through multiple setbacks, through persecution and through weather tearing down their buildings. I thank you that we are able to be an encouragement to them financially through prayer and many other ways, and that simultaneously they are also an encouragement to us through their faithfulness and through all the amazing things that you are doing in and through them, Lord. And I pray that you continue to bless them and strengthen them in every way, and that their ministry would continue to be fruitful and that they would be encouraged knowing that they are supported by people who love them and care about them. And I pray all of this in your name. Amen.